Patient's name is Domingo Martinez. First name Domingo. Last name Martinez. Date of birth is 8/2/1971. Date of service is 7/9/2022. History of present illness is 50-year-old male presents to the clinic to get a refill on all of his medications. His last visit was 3 months ago. Patient does take several hypertension medications, cholesterol meds, and diabetes medications. His blood pressure does seem to be under control. However, his last A1C was 11.0, which is compliant on his medication. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current meds were discussed with the patients placed in chart, medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and CVA, surgical history, denied social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 136 over 77, heart rate 76, respirations 16, temp 98.3, O2, 100, and he weighs 176 pounds. Physical exam, general. He's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft function, nerve, bowel sound, size 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO, times 4, gait steady, skins, warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, hypertension, number 2, diabetes, mellitus, type 2, uncontrolled, number 3, hyperlipidemia, number 4, prescription refill. Patient will have labs done today as it is his 3-month follow-up, and we need to repeat his A1C to see if it has decreased. On the last visit, Dr. Halberdier did increase his glipizide 10 milligrams to take 2 tablets twice a day, which totals 40 milligrams daily. We'll see if this did help, but I did discuss with patient that if his A1C did not decrease enough, that he will need to get on a GLP-1 injectable medication once weekly. We'll call him with those lab results. He does agree with this game of this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.